You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
From former A's outfielder.
Here comes Kotze. Here comes the relay. The slide. He's in there. Inside the park. Home run. Mark Kotze.
To A's manager. It's time for the Manager Show with Mark Kotze. Presented by Nest Bedding. The A's skipper sits down with Chris Townsend exclusively on A's Cast. Visit NestBedding.com today. Here's Chris Townsend.
Time now for the Mark Kotze Show, brought to you by Nest Bedding. Check out their location in the Bay Area, or you go online, nestbedding.com, for your bed, your mattress, your pillows. You know, go to Nest Bedding, you'll have a good night's sleep.
Absolutely. Nest Bedding, that's where it's at.
The Mark Kotze Show, right here on A's Cast Live. I got to tell you, things are a lot better. It's a lot more fun to win. You guys are playing really good baseball. As the manager, how you feeling?
I mean, you never want to be in a position where you are, you know, overly excited. And same way when you're losing, you don't want to be down in the dumps. So, you know, the thing that we focus on, and as a manager, we focus on is just, you know, continuing to make progress in the right direction, continuing to get better every day, you know, continuing to build confidence. And we all know that results do that. They definitely help guys build confidence. You know, sitting here with the record we have, it's definitely better than where we've been in a few years, and it does feel good.
Winning and losing is contagious. There is something about it. Momentum is, as Ray Lewis said, momentum is real. It is. Talk about just the difference right now with your club versus like where you were last year at this point.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, last year, obviously, we know where we were. We were, you know, struggling just to throw the ball over the plate. And this year is complete opposite. This year, we're doing a great job of throwing the ball over the plate. And it's really turned things around. I think, you know, you look at the guys that we brought in, the veteran pitchers that we, you know, felt confident in being able to come in here and provide one, leadership, and two, the experience factor to have an impact on these young pitchers. And I think we've seen that. You know, obviously Paul Blackburn getting off to the start that he got off to, we all know he's capable of, but that definitely helped accelerate, you know, where we're at. And, you know, overall, I think there is a different feeling with the pitching staff. There's a confidence about these guys that continues to build, especially in the bullpen. And it's been fun to watch.
And knocking on wood here, same 13 guys.
Yeah, same 13 guys we started with, which I think, you know, we may be one of the only clubs to be able to say that. You know, it's nice that I think the combination of having the two long guys down in the bullpen and having their performance be as what it is or what it's been, they've really helped out, not just on the bullpen side, but even helped out the starters. And they're working well together. And we've been able to manage workloads pretty well and avoid that that injury thing.
It's an interesting dance. Like when you talk about how big Spence and Mueller have been to help you in a game, but then helps you later in a game. And then I think of like J.P. Sears when he was going for the no-hitter. Obviously, now you're looking for the win. He gives up the hit. All of a sudden, you bring the bullpen in. But, you know, recently, J.P. Sears, you had stay out there a little bit longer because that kind of helps you. Talk about managing the rotation and managing everything, not only for today, but thinking about also the next few games down the road.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a stretch here now where we're coming off an off day. So there's some rest, you know, thankfully factored into this week. But we're three with the Marlins and then four in 3 days because we have a doubleheader on the backside on Wednesday with the Rangers. And so, you know, you look at the big picture, but you also know the importance of winning each day. And so you balance that with, you know, trying to manage the bullpen, trying to put guys in the best situations to succeed, but also to a certain level, sometimes challenge guys. And I think we did that on Wednesday there in the eighth inning by bringing Michael Kelly in a tough situation to have to get an out, and he managed it and he did it. And so, you know, the more we can put guys in those situations, give them a little taste of that leverage situation, I think we're going to benefit in the long run.
You know, they say iron sharpens iron. That road trip, all three teams were in first place when you played them. Cleveland off to a great start. We know how tough it is for the A's in New York, those four games, and then Baltimore. Just the way your team came out of that road trip, how does this really help them going forward, really attacking that major obstacle, which was that road trip?
Well, I think you talked about it. You used the word momentum, and, you know, you talked about that coming off that road trip and, you know, winning the way we did in Baltimore on Sunday, flying back here and coming in to play Pittsburgh. The series speaks for itself in terms of the confidence that I think that road trip built for these guys, being competitive against, you know, all three of those teams, unsuccessful against Cleveland, but going into New York, winning the first game, you know, winning the last game coming out of New York and splitting a series that took us to Baltimore, where I think there was some confidence and going into Baltimore and winning in the way we did the first night, obviously, you know, it helped us tremendously and just continuing to believe and continuing to build that mindset. And I think you're hearing it more from the guys out there, even in the locker room. But there are some guys out there that weren't a part of this club last year. So you think about that with Abraham Toro and Ross Stripling that are talking about, hey, there's a different mindset in this clubhouse this year.
I mean, that's great. It's leadership. It's like, that's not something we put into WAR and OPS plus and all those types of things, barrel rates and swing percentage and O percent. I mean, leadership.
Yeah.
Human to human connection. And there's something to that. And you have far more this year than you had last year.
Yeah, there's a lot more experience in that locker room. And TJ McFarland's been great. He's been such a great addition into that bullpen. He's a journeyman left-hander. He was here in 20 when we were winning. He's kind of just brought a different side of the game to these guys, to these young kids that, you know, when they walk in every day, they do look over their shoulder if they're not performing. They do understand that they need to perform. There's a higher level of expectation that's built in. And I think it's been great. The leadership is coming from that room, and I couldn't be, you know, happier about that.
All right, I get asked all the time on the post-game show about all the different lineups. It's not only different lineups, but it's different combinations on defense. So how do you go about that on a daily basis when you're looking at players, different batting order, you're looking at different places to play defensively? Like, how do you go about that on a daily basis?
You see this? This is a book. This is a book, a pre-series book. It's got all the information in it. So
you got to go through all that?
There's a lot of studying done. There's a lot of preparation. There's a lot of communication with the coaching staff. You know, we look to basically align guys for the best success that we can possibly have. You know, without, you know, a lot of experience in the locker room and the lineup, guys don't have matchups against certain pitchers. They just don't. They don't see guys enough.
It's never happened.
One at bat. Yeah. There's two at bats. So, you know, we really look at aligning swing planes. We go deep into, you know, trying to give these guys the best amount of success that we can for them, for the team, for the night. You know, when you're not scoring runs as an offense, you got to change it up. You can't just keep it the same. And, you know, you're looking for those guys. We used Toro at the top of the lineup when Toro was really hot, you know, then Toro kind of faded off. Well, do we keep him at the top of the lineup and continue to watch that? Or do we try to get somebody else in to try to mix it up, to try to continue to get hot? And so, you know, there's just constant communication with the coaching staff and myself. I mean, I grind over as much info as I can to put the best possible lineup out.
How many times, like you said, sometimes there is no info. Or maybe you got so much info that you just go, you know what, tonight I'm doing this. Mark Kotze's doing this.
Isn't that what I do every night?
Well, I think you guys.
I mean, who else does it?
Well, I know you do it, but I'm saying the formula, you're going through all this, but sometimes you just got to just go, screw it, I'm doing this.
I mean, I feel like I don't.
Maybe
say
that's how I would do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the decisions to leave starters in, and it sounds like you're questioning things that I've done or do in the past, and that's fine because people want to know what how I think.
I get
and
to ask this
do,
all the time so, on the post.
And that's the truth. I mean, there's times you go with instinct. There's times you go with the numbers. And I think that's, you know, something I've learned from Boach in terms of how he does things, how he's successful you know, managing the bullpen, managing the lineup, managing pitch hitting situations. I can put myself in a left-handed hitter's shoes because I played 17 years facing a left-handed reliever. I know the challenges of that at bat. I know the success rate of that at bat. Like, but there's times when I do feel like, hey, I'm going to give this guy a shot. And if you're an A's fan, you watch it and Bleday goes deep on a sinker down and in against a left-handed reliever. That was a tough matchup. You wonder why. Well, we had a 3-2 lead at the time. And you take those opportunities to give these young guys who haven't had any success. But everything in baseball now, hitting 230 is successful. Mm. When I hit 230, I retired. Actually, I did a lot worse than that when I retired. But I had a season where I hit 230 and thought I was definitely done playing baseball, you know. But now it's considered success. So it's all changing.
Oh, yeah, because we brought up you struck out, I think the most was 86 times in a season.
And 11% strikeout rate with an 8% walk rate in my career.
And
so striking out 27% of the time. Yeah, it's kind of mind blowing.
How much do you think about your career when you're making decisions as a manager?
You know, you lean on all kinds of experiences, whether it's career, whether it's talking to other managers. You know, like I said, I use Boach a lot to bounce things off. I use Craig Counsell a lot to talk to, Dave Roberts, and you reflect on your own, you know, failures, successes. You have to know the heartbeat of that locker room. You have to know how to build confidence, the moves that you make. Sometimes you just make a move because you know you want to give the kid confidence or the guy confidence. So, I definitely do as much as I can to balance and to learn from my failures and then other people's successes, really.
Let's end on this. You just sit down two players. And Ryan Noda, I don't know if you want to talk about what you said to them or how the process normally goes, but what is that like? When you have some players who were supposed to be your starters, they didn't get off to the starts, you're going to send them back down, as David Forrest told us, kind of a reset. What's your message to them?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. If you talk to David, then you know the message. These kids, you know, Nick's been here since 22. It's been, Nick's had this opportunity to kind of capture that shortstop position. We gave him another opportunity coming out of camp this year to capture that shortstop position. He's struggling a little bit offensively. Same speaks for Ryan Noda. Ryan Noda, obviously, we saw what he's capable of doing all last year. He hasn't got off to the start that he obviously knows he can impact this club. And so it's a reset. These guys will go down in the same fashion that Estuary Ruiz went down. To go perform, to go get their swing, and there's a spot for him when they get back.
I forgot, we got a doubleheader coming up.
We do.
You like doubleheaders?
I do. I liked them when they were 7 innings because it was sweet and to the point. And yeah, but 9 innings, 18 innings of baseball on Wednesday against the Texas Rangers.
That's a lot of figuring out pitching. Now, as a hitter, if you're going good, it could be a great day.
If you're going bad, it could be a terrible one.
Hey, good stuff. This is a lot of fun.
All right,
fan base is fired up. Awesome. That is the Mark Kotze Show, brought to you by NestBetting.com. Love where you sleep.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So, why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons are the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.